Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
We're 8 minutes now from the G-Bag of the Day, best audio from the world of sports. If you ever miss the G-Bag of the Day, Lucius replays it for you every night in L.A. Live about 540. This segment of The Nation, we'll take a look at Cowboys free agents. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. My question for you, are there actually so many quality free agents on this football team that we should be concerned that the Cowboys are actually going to be significantly worse? You know, yesterday I was, or maybe this is Friday, I was agreeing with the Micah Parsons thought that, yeah, you know, it's the way that we finish this season, you run this thing back, you get us our players healthy, and we'll be contending for a playoff spot next year. I'm not so sure after looking at this list of free agents. Segment's also brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. I'd love to hear from you on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. I mean, there's quite a few players on this list. Salute to Blog and the boys for putting this together. Zach Martin, DeMarcus Lawrence, Brandon Cooks, you know, Trey Lance, whatever. Eric Kendricks, Jordan Lewis, Linville Joseph, Cooper Rush. I mean, that matters. If you're without your starting quarterback for six games, I think Cooper Rush is going to win two or three of those. A lot of other quarterbacks would win zero or one. I feel like Cooper Rush, pretty dang good backup QB. Are they going to keep him? I don't know. Osa? Rico? What if Rico's gets an offer at $5 or $6 million? I would not expect the Cowboys to match that kind of an offer. Chauncey Golston, you know, you start to get down here, but Carl Lawson made an impact.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Brock Hoffman isn't a kind of a free agent. But what do you think about the premise of that question? Are there so many players on this list before we start looking at individual situations and who could be back that maybe the Cowboys are going to take another step back like they did from 2023 to 2024?
It's very possible. I mean, last year, what did Zach Moss got? 2 years, $8 million, $4 million per. They said that was too expensive. So if a team goes and says, hey, Rico, we'll give you $5 million, the Cowboys are saying it's even worse this year than last year. I don't know how they could afford Rico Dowdle. I mean, somebody on Twitter hit me up and was like, does this feel as though it's like the 2011 to 2013 run?
Sure.
Under Romo.
Sure.
Where you're kind of just treading water, but like Romo and the offense was so good that you kind of, you were in the conversation. Last game of the year, division was bad. You have a chance to win the division, and they lost all three of those times, but you're basically an 8-8 football team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And looking at kind of where they're at financially, yeah, it does. You know, unless they're able to really, really crush a draft class, which is kind of all the pressure that they're putting on themselves to do. I don't see how they're really going to be able to improve their roster, which was not good enough. Like, we're talking about retaining guys that you still weren't good enough this year. Can you even keep those guys? So how do you expect to really move up, take another step to improve your chance of contention? The answer to me would probably be unlikely. It's very, very unlikely. Unless you just get elite quarterback play and Dak Prescott comes back and can be an MVP-level player, which I think there's question marks about that based on what we saw prior to the injury.
Yeah, they're going to lose too many players. This thing's going to step back is what's going to happen. I'll be interested to see what they tender Turpin, and I'll be interested to see if they do enough where somebody doesn't come after him. He could be a really neat little piece for somebody that wants a big-time punt, kickoff, return guy, but also he proved that he could play offensive snaps for you. Hand him the ball, put him in the backfield, throw him the ball. You know, yeah.
He's love to see what Andy Reid and those guys could do.
Sure.
Yeah.
A little bit short guy. But yeah.
Plenty of OCs probably feel like they could get a heck of a lot more out of Turpin.
This is the, this will be the second, and I'm not going to call it a purge because they're not, I mean, they just, a lot of these guys, they won't be able to afford. You know, they, I mean, you know, say what you want too. There's a chance, you know, with their Brian Anger, their punter's on this list too. You know, and he's been a pretty consistent guy throughout. He holds for Aubrey, who makes all the field goals. I mean, you know, those are, those are things you kind of have to think about going forward.
Okay, 903 asks, is this going to be keeping our old yeller room? I know Spittle won't let y'all, but y'all need to bring back the sound effects. Tolo, yeah, I just don't think it's the same, you know, without the sound effects.
Yeah.
I thought here in the great state of Texas, maybe we were tough enough. We hadn't gone full snowflake, and we could have just a little bit of a imagination. You know, I know we like our war movies. Well, some of my favorite stuff, war movies, there's dramatic reenactments of humans dying. We're fine with that.
Right.
But boy, you get a dog out there, maybe, you know, a sound of a shotgun getting racked and blasted, and the next thing you know, you got lawyers breathing down your neck.
Yeah.
I can't believe
hundreds, thought this was America.
Hundreds and hundreds of emails, phone calls, late nights. I mean, goodness gracious, the amount of people that can't handle a fake dog shot.
Yeah, I mean, just tremendous amounts of volume there in the complaints. And we, you know, we do what you want. This is your radio station. You know, you if that's the standard you want us to hold, then we're more than willing to go along with that, Brian. What are you laughing at?
I'm just,
you know, just trying to get the people what they want.
You are a man of the people.
They definitely don't want people celebrating the injuries of our rivals.
That is true. No, they don't know. No. They want nothing.
So we're all really torn up on the Jalen Hurts situation and hoping the best, especially concussion, man. That's no joke.
No joke.
Yeah, especially with one that's gone on.
Hamstrings are different, but
for a couple of weeks now. Okay, 682 says too many California people came to Texas. Maybe that is, you know, they are dog lovers. They'll have them right out there at the restaurant with you quite a bit. And I know we do in Texas as well. We're dog lovers as well. But, you know, that's a good theory, good as any, if you ask me. Okay, individual, Zach Martin, you know, I don't know if he's going to continue to play. Tank, you know, is that one that you want back?
I don't think Tank's coming back.
You don't think so?
No.
Even if it's super team friendly, I think if they say it's worse than last year, and that was like Tyron Smith, $10 million, running back, $4 million, can't do any of that. So I think once you're over about $4 million for any player, maybe even the number is lower, we just have to assume probably not coming back. Yeah. I don't want Brandon Cooks back. I mean, he seems like a really cool guy, and it's been great to have interviews with him and stuff, but I just think it's time to turn the page there. He's given you like a touchdown a month where maybe one of the young guys wouldn't have, but I think, you know, they need to make an investment at the very least in round three and start to get somebody in here with some talent. Eric Kendricks, you know, that situation is interesting now without Overshown. Maybe you get through the draft, and if he's still out there, you want him back.
Yeah, maybe it, without Mike Zimmer, too, might be something that he makes that decision that he wants to go on and try something else.
No doubt.
Of course, you got the Jordan Lewis situation, and I don't know. It might be in your best interest to draft a young guy and move on. Like, Jordan Lewis has had a great career. He might have just played his best football he's ever played for you. But at this age, you know, it's probably...
Well, people also talk about the foot injury, too.
Yeah.
But man, he's played through the elbow, the foot. You know, he's the one guy in a bad season. When you start to look at players that from week 1 to week 17 or week 18, he was very consistent the way he played throughout.
Every week you could count on him.
Yep.
I mean, last year this time I said no, bye-bye for all the reasons you stated. I'm trying to get Jordan Lewis back on this football team. I think he also gives you some leadership in the locker room.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Accountability.
I just wonder how tight this budget is going to be. Obviously, losing Osa is a big deal. I don't know the last time they had a defensive tackle that good in there. And then I think Rico walks, and we'll just have to see if...
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
they can draft a guy on day three or maybe day one, you know, that can do better than what Rico's 4.6 in attempt got you in the 2024 season. Time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the day.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Terrific, you?
Sure. Yeah, doing good. On a whole other day, you know, just chasing the noses away.
Yeah.
Chasing the clowns. When I say noses, I mean the clowns. Chasing the noses away, brother. All right, day two right here. Mr. Chiafalo, you missed this one. It's a church clip that won yesterday.
Nice.
We got a choir that sung Silent Night in the key of U flat. You are flat right here. Well, one of them was a soprano, and he took the lead like Rudolph. Round your virgin, mother and child.
Yeah.
Oh, holy infant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Tender and mild. Sleep. All right. It keeps going, bro. It goes for a minute, man.
They kept like, that thing going, huh?
Yeah, they did, man. A salute to them.
That's tough, too, because, I mean, that's a Christmas Eve song.
Yeah. Right?
So,
yeah.
I mean, that you're going all in. Christmas is, I mean, it's Christmas and Easter, man.
It must have been on the schedule. They, like, had to do it. Like, yo, we've got to sing Silent Night, though.
This is our only guy.
We're missing our Rudolph. Who's next?
You got it, man.
Yeah.
Who's one for the team?
Oh, man.
Might have been a bad payoff.
You don't get to redemption on that until next Christmas,
nah,
man.
Over,
bad taste in your mouth all year.
The choir said, round young virgins. Oh, all right. St. John's basketball coach, head coach Rick Pitino.
Yes.
Rick.
He's going through it with these new kids. They're stressing them out. Now, he had a New Year's Eve resolution that he did not want to drink anymore. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he's been drinking so much, he said, I got to stop, man. I got to chill out. But the coach and the kids is wearing them out a little bit. I think the final straw was they had the game wrapped up. And all you're supposed to do is, you know, dribble out the clock. Mm-hmm. One of his kids went over there and did a tomahawk dunk with, like, just a point second left on the thing. Oh, yeah!
That's a pint of whiskey right there.
Little exclamation point.
And, you know, the young people today are different. I'm struggling with it. Now, I'm not quitting like some coaches, but I really am struggling right now with a lot of things. Listening. The work ethic's great. The listening is really bothering me. So many things are bothering me right now that I gave up drinking for New Year's, but I think I'm going to have the shortest resolution in the history of mankind. And I'm going to jump right back in.
Yeah.
Coaching this team will age me about 20 years with the listening part. So, but I'm very pleased with the win.
But I'm very pleased.
don't ignore that.
I'm jumping right back
in. Very pleased. Where's my bottle?
I'm jumping right back in, bro.
Man, that's good for me. I love hearing that even elite coaches with top-end talent, they look at their players and they're like, nobody's freaking listening to me right now.
Yeah.
And then you start the drill and like 90% of the kids are like, so what are the rules of the drill?
I said touch the cone, come back to the baseline, lay up.
Thank you, Lucius. Yeah. I might go back to drinking after last night, to be honest with you.
It was bad. They weren't listening.
No, they were actually pretty good there.
Have Coach's Gatorade bottle real quick. What flavor Gatorade is that, Coach?
Yeah.
It smells like mouthwash.
Yeah, no, I said nobody touched that.
Nobody touched that.
That's
one.
It's my special water.
Yeah. Let's go to Philly. Fox 26 morning show. It's Good Day Philadelphia. Host Alex Holly. We've played her before. She's worried about falling on all the ice that is hitting America right now, all the ice and snow. She doesn't want to hurt a bum. Mm. Well, the co-host, Mike Jarek, said, you got enough padding back there.
Ooh.
Yeah, you got enough padding on some Skip Bayless type vibes.
My queen, I thought we were talking about the minimum. not ideal.
Oh, no, no, no need to apologize. Listen, I'm just worried about my bum, you know, going down there if you hit the stairs. That's all I was saying. Well, you got, listen, anybody can go on there. There's no need for apologies here.
Patty.
What?
What?
Which is a good thing.
I mean, you know, since I came to Philly, I've been eating good. And decides to all go in one area. And that's fine. I'm not ashamed.
Looks good.
Yes, you know.
It, looks good.
It helps me out when I'm just sitting next to you for 6 hours.
The softer the cushion, the better the sledding.
Whoa.
That's what that old phrase was.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Dream job.
Now, my man said, first of all, it looks good back there. Yeah. He said that twice. He's shooting this shot from the parking lot.
Yeah, he was. He did not care.
Hold on, I got to get that very end right there. We can't step on that man because he was dropping bars on him.
I'm not ashamed.
Looks good.
Yes, you know. It helps me out when I have to sit next to you for 6 hours.
Softer the cushion, the better the sledding.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was close. It was close.
Softer the cushion.
Close.
You're sitting right next to her.
Wow.
Skip Bayless is pointing and snapping at the TV right now. Ooh, what? And I'm getting in trouble for what? I'm getting in trouble for what? He says she got the patent back there and the pushing for the tushing and all the other crazy stuff.
He did, man. He was hiding in plain sight. He was on a roll, kind of.
He said that. And if he looked her up, he's not wrong.
No?
Nah, he's in his bag right now, bro.
Yeah. I could see why he'd be shooting his shot there.
He knows what he's doing. He's telling the truth to us. All right, last one.
Uh-huh.
Brian Scalabrine, Celtics pregame show. Boston Celtics pregame show. Scalabrine was told by Coach Mazzulla that you don't have 5 minutes left in you, bro, to get out here in this NBA court anymore. You don't have it. Yeah, Scalabrine was like, well, I'm working on it.
Yeah, I'm not lasting 5 minutes, but I'm getting closer.
You shouldn't tell people that.
You shouldn't tell people that is what he told them. You shouldn't tell people that. Coach Mazzulla has such a dry way of just dropping a joke at you.
Yeah,
there's no
good
emotion or nothing. He just looks at you and just straight face gives you a joke. You don't know if it's a joke or the truth yet.
Yeah, he just deadpanned that whole time. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I love it.
The real deal right there is that Brian Scalabrine with Coach Mazzulla on the Celtics pregame show. Is it the host Alex Holly there on Good Day Philly? Is it the St. John's basketball coach Rick Pitino back to drinking after these kids aren't listening? Or a silent night solo act there at the church? I could go with Holly. I'll go with Rick Pitino, Chief.
I'll put me down for Holly.
Lucius?
Judge, preach, tabernacle.
We're tied at one, Will Chuck.
Oh, man. I think I'll go with the champ as well.
Brian?
Rick Pitino.
We're tied at two. Jump on to at GBag Nation's Twitter account. Follow us all when you get there. All of our handles are in the bio. Okay, let me bring that up real quick. I'll create an Insta poll. We'll vote during the break, announce the winner on the other side.